ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, hello dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we elaborate on the status of the world of Islam in view of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. As a reminder, last week we spoke of the status of Palestinian cause in the view of late Imam, underscoring that late Imam, alongside many intellectuals and freedom seekers around the world, supported the oppressed Palestinian people, believing that all Islamic countries should place aside their differences of opinion and should stand up against Zionist regime's expansionist policies under the banner of sacred religion of Islam, given that the final goal of the Zionist regime of Israel is to somehow destroy the divine religion of Islam and Muslims. Late Imam named Palestine an integral part of Islam, while calling for unity of Islamic countries revolving round the Palestinian cause and struggling against the spurious Zionist regime of Israel. Given the important status of the world of Islam in the view of late Imam, today we familiarize you with the standpoint of late Imam in this regard. Late Imam always sought the revival of the historical grandeur of Muslims and opined that Muslim awakening and unification of Muslims under the banner of Islam can return the Islamic Ummah toward that glittering historical phase. Late Imam pointed out, "I pray to God Almighty for the awakening of all Muslim nations and governments, an establishment of a bond among them so that the superpowers would not be able to overcome them and to plunder their resources," unquote. Late Imam considered the establishment of a great Islamic government as a condition for revival of the past grandeur of the world of Islam. Late Imam considered discord as the root cause of humiliation of Muslims, while urging the establishment of a ruling system similar to the era of the advent of Islam, which would bring about unity for the Islamic Ummah. Presenting a solution, late Imam underscored, "All Islamic nations should unite. If Islamic nations and governments were not disunited, and if Muslims were alongside each other, they would have not been domineered by foreign powers," unquote. Late Imam believed that return to the divine religion of Islam revives the honor of Muslims and solves the problems of the world of Islam. The founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, invited all Muslims and Islamic governments to unite against colonial regimes, while placing maintenance of independence of all Muslim nations, respect for their territorial integrity, and guarantee of non-invasion of those countries on the agenda of the sacred Islamic system. Late Imam noted that the Islamic Republic of Iran and nation comply with the sacred Quranic and Islamic rulings and consider themselves as the brethren of all Islamic nations, seeking peaceful coexistence with all nations and governments, unquote. Dear listeners of the In the Path of the Imam, many thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. God bless.